Have you ever noticed how much of our consumer culture is predicated on the notion that we are not enough? But what happens when women reject this narrative? Hello, 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 and welcome to 52 Weeks of Flow, the podcast that delves into the depth of human potential and the transformative power of flow. On this show, we talk about peak performance, flow, energy, and bridge the gap between science and woo-woo. Through authentic stories and real-life examples, my guests and I will help you dive into your superpowers and create your next level of success. My name is Bea Marini, neuroscience geek, flow enthusiast, and your guide to rewilding yourself. I'm on a mission to raise the frequency of the planet by supporting you to untame yourself and step into your flow.
Woohoo! And welcome to this brand new season of 52 Weeks of Flow. I'm thrilled to be back sharing insights and stories and the powerful experiences that will inspire, challenge, and ultimately help you navigate your life's flow. Have you enjoyed the new intro? Wait until you see the visuals on YouTube. It's fabulous. I love this so much. So, this season, we're taking a deep dive into themes that touch the core of who we are and who we aspire to become. From confidence and courage to mastering the balance of life and work, actually creating harmony between the two. Like, every episode is designed to bring you closer to your highest potential. Each month, I will open with a solo episode to set the theme and tone, followed by a weekly episode featuring incredible women who have stepped into their flow, mastered their business, and are making profound impacts in their communities while balancing the demands of family life. So expect to be inspired by stories of real women who, just like you, are thriving, are striving to live their best life. These are women who have navigated the complexities of career, family, and personal growth and have come out stronger and more aligned with their essence. We will explore the practical tips of finding flow in everyday circumstances, whether you're in the boardroom, at home, or somewhere in between. Our journey this season will also focus on the concept of rewilding back to our essence, shedding societal expectations and embracing the raw, unpolished versions of ourselves. We'll explore how reconnecting with our feminine energy and core power can transform not just individual lives, but also how society perceives and interacts with women. Today, we are starting with a potent theme: confidence and the power of courage. A couple of weeks ago, I had a very profound and yet so simple epiphany. Your future starts with your courage today. So this statement is so powerful and a reminder that the path to a fulfilling and authentic life begins with the bravery to face and embrace the unknown today. Confidence is often misunderstood as a shield against mistakes or weaknesses. However, true confidence is about recognizing that mistakes are not definitions of your worth, but stepping stones to greater wisdom and strength. Confidence does not mean you no longer make mistakes. It means you no longer let those mistakes define your worth or capabilities. Every decision, Every action that does not align with your inner truth provides an opportunity to realign, to take a step back and say, this is not me anymore, and that's okay. There is immense power in overwriting outdated versions of our lives and embracing new paths that resonate more deeply with who we are becoming. And trust me, there is no shame in starting anew. Whether it's a career change, ending a relationship, or revising parenting strategies, the courage to admit that something isn't working and the willingness to change direction is a profound expression of self-respect and wisdom. In a world that often fears change, your ability to pivot and adapt is a superpower. More than 10 years ago, I was at the peak of my acting career and everything felt wrong. The thought of stopping and giving it up was so shameful for me that I kept pushing that feeling of that's not right away. You know, like a plow truck pushing more and more snow down the road the longer you wait to address it. It took me about 5 years to really let go because I was so driven by shame and guilt. But letting go of things that do not serve you any longer is the first step to healing. Even if it feels wobbly, and especially when it feels unsafe to let something or someone go. Because then, my friend, you are stepping out of your comfort zone and into your genius. So let's talk about why society often seems to prefer insecurity, especially in women. Have you ever noticed how much of our consumer culture is predicated on the notion that we are not enough? From beauty products to self-help gurus, the message is clear. Fix yourself. But what happens when women reject this narrative? A woman who knows her worth, who embraces her power, and who refuses to be defined by others' expectations becomes inconvenient. Yes, she becomes inconvenient because she is a force that challenges norms and makes those around her reflect on their own insecurities. These women set high standards. They don't need products to fix themselves because they know they are not broken. They don't accept others' traumas as their own because they have built a fortress of self-love and acceptance. Their confidence is a beacon that can guide others, but also a mirror that can be too glaring for those not ready to see their own reflections. This journey towards empowerment is not just about us. It's about the world we want to leave for our daughters and sons. A world where a woman's worth is celebrated, where her strength is admired, and where her potential is limitless. It's about changing the narrative from being enough to being abundant in every aspect. As we progress through this season, remember, your journey of courage and confidence is about coming home to your truest self. It's about shedding the layers of doubt and insecurity and stepping into a space where you can truly flourish. And that's it. That's it for today, for our first show of this new season. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the 52 Weeks of Flow podcast. I'm giving you a virtual high five right now because you have started another amazing journey with us. If you have a second, please rate and review the show. It would mean the absolute world to me, and be sure that I read every comment from you. Your feedback helps us bring on more incredible guests and reach more people, shifting their lives into flow. It only takes 10 seconds max, and it will mean the world to me. And if you're not done and would like to know more, don't forget to subscribe to our channel and to our newsletter at www.superwoman.coach to never miss out on any news, discounts, trainings, workshops, and healings. Thank you again for listening to the 52 Weeks of Flow podcast. And until next time, keep shining, keep learning, keep growing, and keep flowing.